without offering an answer when I asked her if she'd ever done multiplayer. When we were out drinking, she'd always announce her washroom trips by saying she was going for a wee. Everything was a high score to her. Everything had to be completed to 100%. Life got her down because of that. I once heard her refer to her own life as a real-time first-person shooter. Later, when she was shopping for groceries, she changed her mind and claimed it was a resource management strategy game. Most people sign their letters with X's and O's. She'd add triangles and squares for people she didn't like. She was my guitar heroine. There's no save game in real life, but I sure wish I could go back and do it different next time. Put it on pause, wipe the sweat off my hands, and calm down before the next move. Before the left, back, back, up, down fatality. Before the game was over. But there is only the future. I look forward to the new software and hardware that will be coming into my life. Women and relationships that will look more photorealistic. I look forward to more terabytes on my neck and higher poly counts in my bed. I'm looking forward to more gigs and faster information access to save time and to speed the games up. I'm looking forward to a higher frame rate and clearer reflections. I'm looking forward to better quality. But for me, I know that will always be a producer promise tomorrow that will never come. Next gen will always be in the past perfect. She'll be the high watermark that may never be reached again. She'll be my Dreamcast.
That's so good. What a sentimental ending.
Duncan Shields at the Vancouver Poetry Slam 2011. In 25 years ago, these subjects were the sole domain of the nerds on the computers.
No, you and, talked about them, you got looked at.
It's the funny thing is, it's turned out in retrospect, a lot of people I know were on BBSs, but we never realized because we weren't on the same BBSs. And why would you ever come up in conversation that
right.
This is how you choose to spend your spare time? Oh my gosh. Duncan Shields, game developer, had survived several tours at Rockstar through Bully and beyond.
Oh, goodness, I remember Bully.
A Bully survivor. Most recently at Capcom. Still in town doing all kinds of amazing creative art in all media. That was part of his century where he performed 100 new poems without repeating any old ones. A titanic poetry achievement, and an excellent specimen of computer literature, if you like. This is a song by one of the Mystigree Music breakout stars, Quip, who I first showed how to use a tracker. You won't find anything under that name, but he is a renowned local German bass producer under a different alias. You'll have to connect the dots yourself.
Mm-hmm.
He initially wanted to make ska in his tracker because it was the 90s. And anything was possible
less
and there were no
Jake.
Bad ideas. And
frosted tips.
It made sense in
Puka
context.
Shells. Of course it did.
As much as any of this did. And very quickly the teacher was outdone by the student, and he's taking his drum and bass to heights I can't imagine. I can't even conceive of what he was doing. That was 10 years ago, and he's still making it. I think you can find his work on the Nocturnal label. This is part two of a suite. The first one song was named Beyond, and this one is named Above. It languished in limbo for just about 20 years. The August 1998 Mystigree Art Pack, we decided it's time to boldly face the future and make a website out of the art pack.
Mm-hmm.
This was a bigger task than we anticipated. I don't know if you were making any websites in 1998.
I actually made a few. I made one on Angelfire and one on GeoCities. So I understood HTML as a young lad. And I knew how one errant circumflex
that bracket
will throw everyone off.
But after we revived for Kix on our 20th anniversary, I said, you know what? I've got unfinished business. I've got an unreleased art pack that I've somehow held on to for the better part of 20 years. I've got this music that needs to get played on the radio. So thank you, Quip. And now here's something very special. An exceptional member of the Mystery Music Catalog by Jake Blues of 78 and Mystery. The thing about percussion in computer music is everyone throws it in and nobody knows how to play drums. Jake Blues was a drummer. His melodies weren't always the most inspired, but you'd listen to what he was doing in the drum parts, and you go, that's what a real drummer would play. How did he do that? Well, first you learn how to play the drums, then you just transpose that knowledge. Now, I don't know if he's still drumming anymore. Greg Milne, he does improv comedy. As long as he's up to something creative, I don't care if it involves computers. Just keep the spark going. As with previously, which was it? I don't even remember. One of the previous songs we played.
Which year?
1997.
97. It looks like Foolish Bird.
Possibly. When the Mystery World Tour chance came up. When Mystery World Tour chance came up to release with Fire, they didn't have a music division. But for 1 month, they decided they would come up with a music division that would release a separate, different but equal archive of computer music. It was called Radiance, and the Mist music department was full of people whose primary creative acts was computer music. And the Fire music was made by people whose main focus was on visual art. So it was an incredible collection of really abrasive outsider material, interspersed with some relatively palatable musical curiosities from Mystery. And this collection was lost completely for 20 years. It fell in the gap. Too musical for the art scene, too art scene for the demo scene. And lost with it was this song, Neo Tokyo Dawning, a 10-minute ode to taiko drumming by Jake Blues, who has spent more time than most paying very close attention to what's going on in the percussion track and finding it wanting. So,
shall we fade out and let the folks at home enjoy?
I think so.
Let's do it.
Give this is 7 or 8 minutes of drumming and see how they feel.
They will enjoy it. Because this is Bitcoover, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. so much. I was Neo Tokyo Dawning.
Alright, my friends. This is a song by myself. One of the most chiptune-y songs on tonight's playlist. It's full of samples from Commodore 64 games.
Yeah.
A remix of the song by my friends, the acoustic band, Perpetual Dream Theory. The song circa, I think, 2001. Released in the final Acid Art Pack, Acid 100.
Yeah.
In 2004, because Mr. Gree wasn't back yet, so I had to release it somewhere. Enjoy, and then we got one more treat for you at the end.
Strengthened frame and its wonderful clackety sound. And they sold off the warehouses there. And the joyous ka-chings of the buckling springs nevermore filled the factory air. And we're all using cheap modern keyboards with some flimsy dome circuit inside, and our typing is weak and our faces are bleak, and our atrophied hands are SI'd. And they break at a slight spill of coffee, and we long for a keyboard that works, and we barely remember the poor Model M, and that's what they call progress, the jerks.
Friends, I've been Cthulhu here on Bitcoover.
And I'm Fatty Soleil,
your host. Representing Mr. Gree and all of our friends and affiliates and colleagues in the amazing world of the 1990s BBS Computer Art Underground in and around area code 604. Most of them are not much active these days anymore. Mr. Gree has been for the past year at least, with monthly art pack releases, including this year's anniversary. I guess it's going to be, gosh, our 23rd birthday.
You got to do a big one for the 24. Because, you know, 24-bit.
Yeah, you know, last month we had 256 files in the art pack.
Oh.
So check us out at mistigris.org, M-I-S-T-I-G-R-I-S, or mistfunk on Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram is where most of it starts out, or on Facebook. If anyone's just interested in working with us, collaborating with us, making some use of some of the strange stuff we're compiling, and helping, you know, learn, pass on some of the lore of eras past, and putting it to strange new applications, please look us up. Let me think. Who do I need to thank? Who we played today? My colleague, right off the top from the Alley Cat Techno, Scuttlebutt is out of the business, but Melodia now with Impress Play has been running a crowdfund campaign for Paleotronic, a three-dimensional Apple II emulator with BBS extensions
and
a magazine. Check out Paleotronic, and Melodia has got dozens of new songs inspired by classic tracker music. You know, it's all a little bit less severe these days. We've figured out what we're doing. I'd like to give a shout-out to our art scene colleagues at Blocktronics, Break, Impure, Fuel, anyone making art packs in 2017. Galza, I didn't forget you. Deserves a shout-out, and to Maze at Text Modes for keeping it all together. 16 colors, I hope you managed to pull yourselves together. If this era of computer art is of interest to you, you ought to check out my Blogspot entries at Pixel Pompeii, where I go into lots of deep delvings of ANSI art, text mode art of various formats on various themes. Don't miss out on the Vancouver Chip Music Society's workshop that Bryface was here discussing earlier today.
It'll be this Saturday, the 25th, starting at 6:30, and that's at Stylus Records on 2nd Avenue in Vancouver.
It's really exciting to see that subculture emerge and flourish from what had appeared to be sterile, barren ground for the last...
Like a phoenix
20
from
years.
The ashes.
But it looks like our moment is now. Our time is here. And maybe I'll be back on Vancouver someday because...
Absolutely. You're welcome back anytime.
I've got thousands.
Would love to have you back.
Of these songs, just It's the solution to the CanCon problem.
It's the best.
You need a local community. And of course, track of music that people made in other area codes could be pretty good too.
Absolutely.
But
we got to hold it up for our coast.
Because our stuff never escaped from the area code. This
no,
is
it
the
didn't.
Problem with the internet.
It's exclusive.
Art scene veteran might even describe it as elite. So thanks, everyone. Thanks for having me. And my gosh, are we right up against the end of...
we are.
The end of our episode.
We are. I've got one last track here by Lee Gauthier that I'm going to play. The background track that we had at the beginning, and now this is from the Animal Crossing New Leaf soundtrack. This is 2012. Just a quick rundown of everybody. Would really like to give a huge, huge shout out to Cthulhu and Bryface, really, for holding it down in the Vancouver scene for so long and really being a generous and wholly reliable source about the history of chip music here, because I'm doing my way to dig through it and to bring it new light and to bring it back from the past.
Well, thanks so much for your work helping us find our new audiences, because our old audiences, they don't call up our BBSs anymore.
No, there's probably a busy tone.
If you even get plain old telephone service in your building anymore.
Our work switched to VoIP. I don't really like it. Anyways, thank you so much for being here. This is Vancouver FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Stolo and Coquitlam territory. And we thank you so much for tuning in. This episode will be available tomorrow on SoundCloud. We love you. Sleep well. Celebrate Black History Month with CJSF. Join us Thursday, February 29th from 4 to 6 p.m. for the next installment of CJSF's Record Club. Bring along selections from your favorite Afro-Caribbean and Black artists to share with the CJSF crew. We will also be featuring new releases and picks from our library, curated by the music department. Free food and good sound provided. Come on by Thursday, February 29th at CJSF, room 1420 on the first floor of the Student Union Building, SFU Burnaby Campus.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.